Good morning. I enjoy watching people wake up. It's like a hobby. Yeah, it's great. I think sometimes, or maybe usually, it starts with them understanding that media is lying to them. Yeah, that's where it starts, I think. Which is silly, isn't it? They thought that media was telling the truth. Yeah, and when they understand this, it sort of hits them like a hammer. And they start to doubt things, see? And then it's this one. This is also silly, I think. They thought that the government cared about them. Yeah, maybe for many years they thought this. And then they understand that this is not the case. Oh, so the government, they don't care about me, really. And they start to wake up, you see. It's very good. And, you know, the politicians, they are doing their best. They are doing a fantastic job in waking people up. By being, for instance, they are very disturbing, some of them, right? Like this lady that I talked about yesterday. I forgot her name now. But she was like the health expert for New South Wales in Australia. Yeah. Very disturbing lady. And this morning I was watching another one. This guy is from New Zealand. He's a total clown, Chris Hipkins. He's the flu response minister. And I will post a link to this guy where he talks about this. He's talking about giving the shot to all the New Zealanders, right? And he's smirking. Yeah. My God. He's saying that chasing up people. He's talking about chasing up people who still haven't got the jab. Right. He says, human behavior suggests that there will be some people we will have to go out and look for. Right. Don't you find this very disturbing? I do. Seems to me that the politicians, the leaders in all the countries, they made up their mind about this. They are going to jab everybody. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. In France, they are pushing very hard. France is interesting because, as far as I understand, the French, they don't like it. They don't like the jab. I'm not sure about this, but I think 35% of the French had the shot. Yeah, they don't like it. I know that they don't like it. Right? But Macron and his friends in the government, they decided to teach the French a lesson. They are pushing this now very, very hard. Yeah. The Prime Minister of France, Jean Castex, was talking about this, and he says, you know, it's everything now. Everything is about the passports and getting the shot to people. That's what it is about. Yeah. And now he says, to reduce the spread of infection among young people, compulsory jabbing will be introduced in schools for students aged 12 to 17. After the summer holidays. Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say. No, this is terrible stuff. So. And the French, you know, you guys in France, you have to step up now to stop this. Yeah. Because there's a risk if they manage to do this in France, if they force the jab on you and they succeed. We will see this in other places. Yeah. So you guys in France, you have a responsibility. You have to stop them. Yeah. I saw that there was a fire, right? I don't know if there is a connection here, but there was a fire very near to the residence of the Prime Minister in France. Yeah. This was reported. Yeah. Yeah, you have to stop them. Right. Yeah, I also want to show you something. Yeah, you see what this is? This is a pitchfork. Right? I just wanted to show it to you. This is not related to what I've been talking about. I just wanted to show it. Yeah, I got this one long time ago, actually. And I'm using it here at the homestead. You see these... well, this is steel, right? It's quite sharp, actually, the points. And it's a good wood handle. Good, you know, good grip. It's not very heavy. It's comfortable to hold. Yeah. Very good thing. And I'm starting a hashtag today. Hashtag my pitchfork. Yeah. Maybe you have one. No. They're not very expensive, these things. Very handy stuff. Right. Nice, huh? All right.